The COVID-19 pandemic is offering a great teaching opportunity for faculty. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dana Ferraris, Associate Professor of Chemistry at McDaniel College, discusses why.
In the face of the global COVID-19 pandemic, there has been a worldwide race to discover antiviral drugs to treat and possibly even beat COVID-19. We're in a unique situation right now, as there has been tremendous effort to share scientific data to jumpstart target-based drug discovery efforts. In an unprecedented move in research, information is being shared by scientists to essentially crowdsource a cure. These crowdsourcing efforts are really what has given us a starting point to do this work. COVID-19 has also provided a rare opportunity to witness the speed in which compounds are being tested, a process that can take months, if not years, is being completed in a matter of weeks. As chemistry professors, my colleague Peter Craig and I seized on this opportunity over the past two summers to work with teams of undergraduate students from a variety of disciplines in our labs on campus. We have both been conducting research to find ways to attack the COVID-19 virus by designing and synthesizing compounds that could potentially be used to treat COVID-19 in addition to other viruses. My group has been working to design small molecules to inhibit the coronavirus's main protease, or in other words, to interrupt the virus's replication cycle and render it harmless, a strategy that has worked in both HIV and hepatitis C therapy. Dr. Craig's research group has been focused on disrupting a type of protein structure nicknamed a zinc finger by searching for compounds that can disrupt the zinc fingers in a coronavirus protein that is critical for its replication. The ultimate goal for both of our groups is for our research, even those findings that may be considered a failure, to advance the science so that pharmaceutical companies can take these compounds as leads and pursue further development.
That was Dana Ferraris of McDaniel College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.